Welcome to the Natural Healing Show. Keep it natural with the Natural Healing Show.
Hello, you are listening to the Natural Healing Show for UK Health Radio. I'm your host, Catherine Kerrigan, medical intuitive healer, Amazon number one best-selling author. You can find out more about me and my work at CatherineKerrigan.com and UnlimitedEnergyNow.com. While you're there, definitely sign up for my newsletter so you can learn even more about how you can heal yourself naturally. Now, our guest today is Nick Stiert. Nick Stiert is is the CEO of Wellnergy.co.uk. And you can find out more about Nick Stiert and his wonderful work at his website, Wellnergy.co.uk. Welcome, Nick Stiert.
Thank you, Catherine. Thank you for having me. Pleasure to meet you.
So, Nick Stiert, what exactly is Wellnergy?
Wellnergy is a music and wellness festival that is happening on the 17th of June in London, Barn Elms. And this event has been 3 years in the making. So when it finally happens, it's going to be a huge sigh of relief.
That is so exciting. So you worked for 3 years for this. So the date is June 17th, 2023. And then what are the dates? It's through when?
So yeah, it's a one-day festival. So it starts at 9 a.m. and it runs all the way until 9 p.m. And it's going to be a huge day of wellness. We have a ton of different activities. We have 7 different tents and 2 stages. So it's almost like a wellness expo / conference / festival all mixed into one.
So it's wellness and music.
Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah.
Fabulous. So will you share with us about some of the presenters? Who's coming to your festival?
Yeah. So we have Dr. Alex George, who's doing a Q&A. We have Grace Beverly also doing a Q&A. She's a very established female entrepreneur in the UK that set up a couple of different fitness brands. We have Maud Hurst, who was she was on the TV show Vikings. She's now a yoga and meditation teacher. So she's going to be running a meditation class at the end of the day. We have Alice Leibing, who's going to be running a fitness class. We have Laura Hoff, who is the daughter of Wim Hof. She's going to be doing a talk about breathing techniques. And yeah, and we have a whole range. We also have a duo called the Feel Good Club. They have a cafe based in Manchester, UK, and their mission is to make people feel good. They built up a huge Instagram following. They were set up during COVID as well. And then when we met them, because our mission is also to make people feel good. There was a very good sense of strong alignment. So it just seemed like the perfect partnership. So those are a couple of the wellness guests. We also have music, which is being curated by a company called the Gardens of Babylon, who are based in the Netherlands. They are quite a spiritual music. Their style is very fun, very loving, very warm, very energetic, and it's a really distinct style. And I first came across it during lockdown, and when I was listening to it, I was like, wow, this music's amazing. And did a bit more research into it. And then when it came to planning the festival, I thought, why don't we get them involved? It could be a really good collaboration. So we reached out. And yeah, they've got 4 international DJs that they've helped arrange for us. So yeah, it's going to be a very fun day. We can't wait.
So this wellness festival, it's called Wellnergy, and it's June 17, 2023. How much does it cost, and where can people go to buy tickets?
So the price of the ticket is £50. And they can buy tickets on our website. So that's wellnergy.co.uk. And the price of the ticket is, the doors open at 8:30 in the morning and it finishes at 9 p.m. at night. So they can get involved with all the different classes, listen to the different speeches. As I mentioned, we have 2 stages. One is going to be a music stage, And then the other one's going to be a wellness stage. So the idea is we want to categorize them into two different categories, even though for us, music is a part of Wellnergy, and Wellnergy has five different pillars. So we have the pillars of mindfulness, fitness, music, food, and laughter. So even though there's five pillars and music is one of them, also we want to, because yeah, music is a little bit of a different energy. So we want to kind of treat that a little bit differently as well.
Okay. So June 17th, 2023, it's £50. People can sign up at wellnergy.co.uk. Now, where is the location of this wellness festival?
So the location is in a place called Barnes, and it's we've got the area is called Barn Elms. So Barnes in the UK is next to Richmond. Richmond is the home of Ted Lasso, mm-hmm. for any Ted Lasso fans out there. And yeah, it's in Southwest London. So very easily accessible from Putney. It's a 50-minute walk, or that's the nearest tube station. There's also Barnes train station as well, which is nearby, and Barnes Bridge. So it's Southwest London, and yeah, but easily very accessible with public transport or equally taxis as well.
So okay, so if someone wanted to go, which tube stop would they take?
They would take the tube stop to Putney Bridge, and then they would go off at Putney Bridge and then walk to the venue.
And how far of a walk is it from the Putney Bridge?
Yeah, it's about 15 to 20 minutes. For me, it's about 15. For somebody else, 20. For the, yeah, the even slow ones out there, potentially 25. But yeah, I'd say around 20 minutes average.
And the train stop, it's which train stop is it?
So there are two based on whether they're coming from the north or the south. One of them is Barnes train station, and then the other one is Barnes Bridge train station. So, and the venue is kind of in the middle of both train stations.
Okay. So how far is it a walk from Barnes or Barnes Bridge train station?
Yeah. Also about 20 minutes as well.
Okay. So everyone can take either a tube or the train and then have a good walk, which is part
exactly
of wellness,
yeah,
right,
very much so. Yeah, I do a lot of walking. I was with a friend yesterday and he looked at my average step count for the last 12 months and it's 15,000 steps a day, and he's like, how are you doing that, Nick?
That's a lot of walking.
It is a lot of walking. Post men and post women actually end up doing more through their profession, so not as high as that, but I try and yeah, because I had a back surgery in September, and as a result, I couldn't go to the gym. So I had to kind of compensate for that. And equally as well, before the back surgery, I hadn't been to the gym for about 6 months just because of the pain it was causing. So I had to be creative, and I built walking into my daily routine. So I try and walk as much as possible. I think it's great for clearing the head, taking walk and talk meetings. You can, yeah, you know, what better way to, if you take a meeting whilst you're walking, you know, you're being energetic at the same time. So I've had to adapt to my situation.
Yeah. And, you know, I just really love that you're doing that, because I have a client right now who herniated some discs, but she walked to the doctor's office to get pain medication. I'm like, keep walking.
Yeah. Right? Love that. Love that strength of hers. Yeah.
Yeah. So,
and, yeah. I had a slip disc, so something similar, where basically the bone had come out and it trapped the disc in the middle.
So is that spondylolisthesis? Is that what you had?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. And I was caused by years of bad posture. Running a company, I was always kind of working a lot behind the laptop, probably not taking breaks, not walking enough. Over time, that is bad for the body. And then the second one is I was going to the gym and I was lifting weights that were probably too heavy for me. And I was just trying to push myself. And yeah, and again, all that heavy weight on my back just made the disc come out of place.
Yes. So for our audience, spondylolisthesis is when the vertebrae in your spine, usually the lumbar spine, was that where it was in your lower back?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the
L2, L3.
Yeah, most common.
Yeah.
The vertebrae push forward and push on your spinal cord. It's incredibly painful.
Oh, awful. Yeah, awful. It's so bad. Yeah. The neurosurgeon said to me afterwards, Nick, this was one of the worst disc intrusions he'd ever encountered. And he had no idea how I was walking 15,000 steps a day without painkillers.
Yeah. So let's talk about your journey of wellness, of recovering from spondylolisthesis, because it is incredibly painful. I have clients with spondylolisthesis. They can't even walk to the bathroom. Mm-hmm. They have to crawl to the bathroom.
Yeah.
It hurts so bad. So were you able to walk right after surgery?
Yeah, so within 24 hours, I was discharged and home. And funny enough, they told me to take 6 to 8 weeks off work to recover. I ended up taking 24 hours, and then I was back on the emails. Sadly, the day I was discharged and got home was the day that the Queen passed away in England. And I was like, I can't just sit here, you know, not help the office. They're going to be, what do we do? It was a huge occasion in the UK. Everybody felt it, and I felt it was my duty to work the team, guide them. We had to be very sensitive. If I just left them to it and I'm sat at home recovering, I couldn't look at myself in the mirror. So kind of didn't follow the doctor's advice. It wasn't 6 to 8 weeks, it was 24 hours. But equally, sometimes you've got to do what you've got to do.
So let's talk about walking and recovery from back surgery.
Yeah.
So after your back surgery, when did you start walking?
Within 24 hours. So I walked after the day after. So yeah, I was, when I woke up, I was taken back to my room, kind of stayed there overnight. And then the next day I was able to walk slowly. I could walk to the bathroom, walk back. And then I got discharged at around 2 o'clock, and my girlfriend got really angry because she wanted to come pick me up and take me home. But I got discharged, so I walked myself to a taxi and got in a taxi and went home. And she's like, Nick, what are you doing? You're unaccompanied. You know, what are you doing this? I should have been with you. And then she was quite upset. I had to explain to her, look, I was told to go home. I was discharged there and then, and I got called a taxi. So, once I arrived, when I say walking very slowly, I got to be very careful. I was told not to pick up anything more than 2 kilos that also was about 6 to 8 weeks. So don't lift anything heavy or it could rupture the, because they went into my back and you know, took the bit that was touching the nerve out, and there was a risk it could have ruptured again. So I had to just literally not touch anything heavy, even the cat, you know, that I couldn't pick up the cat.
Yes. So how many steps a day did you start taking when you were recovering from the back surgery?
Yeah, so I was taking about 2,000. So yeah, my average dropped dramatically. And for anyone out there that doesn't really, for me, every 1,000 steps is a 10-minute walk. So throughout the whole day, I was walking about 20 minutes.
So right after back surgery, you were walking.
That's
amazing.
Yeah.
And then how many hours a day or how many minutes a day do you walk now?
So now my average is about 15,000 per month. Per day, sorry. Per day, yeah.
Yeah, and how long? Okay, 15,000 steps a day. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So one of the messages here at the Natural Healing Show is we talk about what you can do to heal yourself naturally. So walking is a great way to strengthen. Yeah. And if you go to my YouTube channel, I've got all kinds of videos on 5-minute routine for releasing low back pain, yoga for upper back, yoga for scoliosis, posture exercises. So really critical. So Nick Steer, what is Wellnergy, your company?
Yeah. So Wellnergy was started in January 2020 when I met my co-founder. His background was he organized wellness retreats and he wanted to organize a wellness festival, but he had no idea where to start. My background was I went to Leeds University, studied law and management, and within a month of graduating, set up an events company in 2008. And then we grew that into one of the largest UK events and later a travel company as well. And so my background was very much operations, team growth, creating brands. And then when he met me, he was like, wow, Nick's the guy I want to do this with. So he told me, look, Nick, I want to do this wellness festival. Are you in? And I thought, great. For me, wellness was something I was getting more and more passionate about at the time. So I came on board and I was like, right, we need a name for this. Because right now it's just Project Wellness Festival. And then for me, energy is super important. I like to be energetic. I like to give off positive energy. I've got very much glass half full approach. And yeah, so energy was, I thought, let's try and get the word energy in there. And then I thought wellness, energy. And I thought, why not combine the two? Wellnergy. And then it just stuck. It sounded nice. And then, yeah, I said it to him. He loved it as well. So we thought, right, we've got the name. The next is we need the brand, and branding and color is are so important as well, just to, you know, because you want to project something that is fun and energetic. And yeah, and I was, interesting story, I was watching the Marvel movies at the time, and you know, the Infinity Stones, and I kind of liked the way they were like shiny and colorful. And I thought, you know, there are pillars within the wellness industry. And then I kind of realized there are five pillars. And then I thought, why don't we represent each pillar with a stone and make it colorful? And then thought, why not? And then that's how it kind of all came together.
All right. And with that, let's take a break and listen to a message from one of our commercial sponsors here at UK Health Radio. I'm your host, Catherine Kerrigan, medical intuitive healer, Amazon number one bestselling author. You are listening to the Natural Healing Show for UK Health Radio, and we'll be right back with Nick Stewart, the CEO of Wellnergy.co.uk.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com.
Strawberries and cream.
Once upon a time, human slavery was just a fact of life. Right now, animal abuse is often considered normal. In time, it won't be. Animal Aid campaigns peacefully against all forms of animal abuse and promotes cruelty-free living.
Check out animalaid.org.uk. It's time for a kinder world.
The station that makes you feel good.
So, Nick Stewart, let's bring it back to our audience. Why would anybody want to go to the Wellnergy Wellness Festival? What would the average person get out of coming to your festival?
Yeah, well, we want people to leave feeling energetic, feeling motivated, feeling empowered. There's no doubt we all went through a collective shared journey with COVID. And even though it was a collective shared journey, we all suffered individually from it as well. You know, we all, as humans, we like to socialize, we like to mingle, we like to leave the house. So to be told that we can't leave the house and we have to be stuck indoors, it's going to send, you know, it's going to be really bad for people's mental health. And a lot of people suffered and still are suffering. And, you know, something like that, it doesn't really ever leave you. And the interesting thing about COVID is, you know, usually in life, you go through different things at different points. We all went through COVID collectively at the same moment in time, so we can all relate to it the same. And yeah, and for that reason, we want to put on the event to inspire, to motivate. We want people to come and listen to speeches, motivational talks, hear different things, get involved in different classes, focus on themselves, do a lot of reflecting, and ultimately have a fun day out. So we've tried to make the prize very competitive, and we've tried to include a lot within that as well. So overall, the feedback has been amazing. One newspaper called us one of the best festivals 2023. Which was incredible, considering it's not even happened yet. Yeah. So.
All right. So for our audience, because this is the Natural Healing Show for UK Health Radio, what kind of wellness practitioners are going to be presenting at your festival?
Yeah, so we've broken it down into different categories. So we're going to have different yoga classes, different HIIT classes, different fitness classes, classes focusing on strength training, sound healing, breath work. There's a whole host of, and also as well, we've got a kids area as well, so people can bring their kids. It's kid friendly. Again, we tried to make Wonergy an inclusive brand. The other great thing as well, following from the inclusivity part, is we're the first festival in the UK to just announce that we are neuro-inclusive as well. So anyone that's suffering from neurodiversity, we're going to have a whole host of different initiatives for them to be able to come and, basically cater to that side as well.
So if people come, they can actually work out. They can take your yoga class or the hip class or the strength training class, right?
Yeah. Exactly. All that is going to be, part of the festival.
Okay. And tell us about your neurodiversity initiatives. What kind of people can be included that may not have been able to go to other festivals?
Yeah. So I guess just to say how this came about was I was invited to a Leeds University alumni dinner a few months ago, and they asked for a bio of myself and what I did. So I sent it across, and then the person replied saying, Nick, I'm really interested in your story, and I'm really interested as well in Wellnergy. And and out of interest, so from my personal journey, I'm going through my own wellness experience. I've just been diagnosed with ADHD, so I want to know, what are you doing to make the festival neurodiverse inclusive? And when I got that question, I was like, good point. What are we doing right now? We're not doing anything. And and I thought, this is actually a really important topic, because I think now it's a lot more prominent in the press, a lot more topical, but it wasn't as topical at that point in time. I don't think I hadn't heard about it as much as I'm seeing now. And I messaged one of my friends who runs a company geared towards people. It's called Spectrum First, and it's to people suffering with either ADHD or autism, and providing support. And I said, Gemma, look, I've just had this question. You're the pro here. What can we do to try and make something happen? And then her mind just overloaded, like full of ideas. And it's really interesting as well. Like, if you look at the partnership announcement that we made with the Spectrum First and the Wellnergy partnership, that both our brands have kind of rainbow colors within the logo, so it just seemed like a really natural fit. We also made the infinity sign in the rainbow colors, so we tried to make it colorful and playful. And and as well, for people with who are neurodiverse, attending events involving large groups of crowds can be very difficult for them, and this, because sometimes they don't like being around crowds, and this can create issues for them on a daily basis when they need to do things that are necessary, such as food shopping and whatnot. So for us, what we've done is we've created a zone where if they're feeling overwhelmed at any point, they can just go and deregulate. And we're going to have different stim toys, things focusing on the senses, things just allow them to deregulate and kind of get back to being in a good headspace. And then once they're in there, they can go back and enjoy the rest of the festival. So it's really having something for them if they want to take a time out. It's there for them and there's no judgment.
Oh, that's fantastic, because for many people who are overwhelmed by crowds, they wouldn't even go to a festival like yours.
Absolutely. Which is a shame. And it's a huge, I sent the list of all the different things that we were doing to a friend of mine that's her child has autism, and she read all the different initiatives and she was like, wow, Nick, this reading all this has made me really emotional on the inside, because no festival I've ever been to, they've even cared about any of this stuff. And what you're doing, it makes a huge difference. And the fact you're so passionate about it, it made it really kind of emotional on the inside.
Well, and as a medical intuitive healer, every entrepreneur that I've ever done a medical intuitive reading with, they're all ADD and they're all ADHD. And one of the things that I talk to my clients about is sometimes our brains are organized in a different way than other people, but that's your superpower, right?
100%. That is it. Exactly. It allows them to think differently. And I'm not sure the people within the community like the word superpower. To them, that's their normality. But I think it's a superpower when you compare it to people who, aren't neurodivergent. And I guess it's just different. And as a society, we're becoming a lot more aware about it. And equally, when for me, it was only a few months ago that I became a lot more aware about it. And since then, I've spoken to people about it, and people said to me, what's neurodiversity? So for me, it's also like an education exercise, having to teach other people. And I think, yeah, we're just becoming a lot more awake towards it.
So my first 30 years in natural healing, my first 10 out of 30 years full-time experience in natural healing was learning all about healing the brain. And there's 54 possible brain profiles. So we, So all of us literally see the world differently. And yeah. I was just speaking to a client of mine whose brain is transposed, which means that the left brain functions happen on the right and the right brain functions happen on the left. And I was encouraging her. They're wanting to make her CEO of the company. And I'm like, go for it. You would be really good at it. So if you're listening to this broadcast, realize that if you do fall into the category of ADD or ADHD, realize that's going to give you special ways of looking at the world.
Yeah, 100%.
Yes, one of my clients has got a very interesting brain profile. When he was 16 years old, he hacked into the U.S. government.
think about
how smart you have to be to do that. And then they said, okay, here's your choice. You can either go to jail or work for us.
Nice. Yeah, and, I mean, he passed the test.
Yeah, he passed the test, absolutely.
Yeah.
So just realize, you know, you have, there's, we all have different ways of looking at the world, okay?
Yeah.
So coming back to the festival, what are the festival's five pillars?
So the five pillars of Wellnergy are mindfulness, fitness, music, food, and laughter.
Okay. Mindfulness, fitness, food, music, laughter.
And laughter. Yeah.
And laughter.
Correct.
Yeah. Awesome.
So for us, laughter is being represented as the one. Yeah. Because, you know, people are saying, are you going to have any stand-up comedians? But for us, that feels a bit too kind of in your face. For us, laughter is a byproduct of the day. So we want people to come and enjoy themselves, have fun, enjoy. And like they say, when you're laughing, it's the soul letting loose. And you know, that's when people are their highest, when they're laughing. You know, it just emits natural positive energy. So we want to have people, as much people enjoying themselves, creating that positivity. We don't have any stand-up comedians per se. That was discussed, but we thought, let's try and make it more subliminal as a byproduct rather than something a bit more in your face.
So in my work as a medical intuitive healer, I often figure out people's cantillation. So what is that? That's any activity that you can do that lifts your vibration so much that it solves all kinds of problems. So here at the Natural Healing Show, we talk about how all illness is slowed down vibration. And the best example of this is when you have a cold or when you have COVID. You're lying on the sofa, you can't breathe, you're blowing your nose and eating chicken soup. So, or when you go into nursing home, the energy is very slowed down. So healing happens when you lift your vibration. And anything that makes you laugh and lifts your soul is absolutely healing.
Yeah, love that.
So what at the festival are you going to have to represent mindfulness for mindfulness type activities for people?
Yeah, so we're going to have two different mindfulness tents. So within the mindfulness tents, there'll be a lot of focus on meditation, on sound healing. And those are the two core events. But yeah, I mean, we have a whole host of activities. The tents start once one opens at 9:30 in the morning and the other one opens at 10, and they run all the way until 5:15. So there's different classes on every hour.
So if someone didn't know how to meditate, could they go to your mindfulness tents and experience different forms of meditation?
Yeah, absolutely. And everything needs a starting point. You know, there was once a point I didn't know how to meditate. And I remember the first time they tried to teach me at school, I hated it. I hated the feeling of stillness. I'm like, this is awful. It's just too quiet. Now I love it because my life is so busy. I love to just disconnect. And occasionally I'll try and practice on a daily routine, like a 1 minute meditation, just disconnect, you know, like all the thoughts go into your head, just black everything out. And it's just like everything's closed temporarily, you know. deal with it. It doesn't matter what's coming in. And sometimes you need that just to kind of, because it can get overwhelming, you know, as a society, we've got so many different trigger points that can reach our brain, whether it's the laptop, the mobile, you know, and then we have platforms like WhatsApp, messaging, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, emails. And sometimes we have several emails. And it's like, how do we control all of this? It can get quite overwhelming.
Yes. Sensory overload. Now, what about food? If people pay £50 to attend a festival, will there be free food, or will they buy their food, or how will that work?
Yeah, so food isn't included in the price. That's something that we're going to have different food traders, and they're going to be offering their products to people. All the menus that we're allocating, they try to make it healthy and good for the body. So we're going to have 8 different food vendors, and then people can, it's up to them to choose what they want, whether it's juices or some healthy cookies or main meals. So people have free reign.
And will people be talking or instructing about food healing and how to heal yourself naturally with food?
We've actually got a nutrition tent, and in the nutrition tent it starts at also 10:30 in the morning, and it runs until 5 p.m. So we're going to have different people talking about, food healing, gut health. Gut health is also really important, because they say the gut is the second brain. So we're going to have people, experts in that field, talking about it. And we're going to talk about, there's one particular person, Rachel Gal. Her topic on food is related to ADHD as well, and how the two connect and how that can be optimized. So she's going to be talking about that. So so there's going to be a whole host of different talks and speeches.
Wonderful. And with that, let's take a break and listen to another message from one of our commercial sponsors here at UK Health Radio. I'm your host, Catherine Kerrigan, medical intuitive healer, and we'll be right back with Nick Steer, the CEO of Wellnergy.co.uk.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Animal Aid campaigns peacefully against all forms of animal abuse and promotes cruelty-free living. We've been doing this for over 40 years. Every year, more and more people are living satisfying lives completely cruelty-free. Check out animalaid.org.uk. It's time for a kinder world.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
So Nick Stewart, CEO of Wellnergy.co.uk, you mentioned that you've been planning this festival for 3 years. And if we can think back 3 years ago, that was the beginning of the pandemic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely. So I met my co-founder in January 2020, and that's when we first had the discussion about Wellnergy, and then 2 months later is when the pandemic happened. And I remember as well, in January 2020, I had a meeting with a Chinese friend of mine living in London, and I met him, and he was very emotional, very stressed, and he's like, Nick, there's this terrible virus happening right now in China. You will not believe what is going on. The whole countries in lockdown. It's killing people. It's very highly contagious. Things in China right now are pretty messed up. And he was really emotional about it. And I kind of sympathized and said, I'm sorry to hear that. Never did I think that it would hit Europe the way it did. And then, you know, and then from Europe, it then went to America not long after. And yeah, so when it came, I thought, wow, this is what Sam was telling me about 2 months ago. I see now what he means. And yeah, the fact that he was saying this 2 months ago and how bad it is, and it's still going on in China right now, this is definitely going to be around for a few months at least. And because, yeah, I think they first had it in December 2019, roughly. And so yeah, so when it hit us in March, I thought, yeah, this is definitely gonna be around for a while. And but yeah, well energy was actually created just before the pandemic happened, so it's the point I'm trying to make.
And as you pointed out, and who could ever forget, you know, all of us staying home, watching more Netflix than we ever even thought possible, right?
Yeah, yeah. Who would have thought?
Who would have thought we would have been so into Netflix?
Yeah. The actually other thing as well, so during lockdown, I read Viktor Frankl's book, Man's Search for Meaning. Mm. And also as well, in February 2020, I actually went to Auschwitz on an unrelated trip. Just to see the history, and then I think that's what inspired me to read Viktor Frankl. And then I was thinking during the time, you know, this is horrible for society today, but what I'm reading about and what I saw at Auschwitz doesn't even compare. And I think that gave me perspective in the moment in time. Is like, Nick, just because you're suffering right now, these guys are suffering way more than you are right now. So, you know.
Oh, for sure. So yeah. Going back to the Wellnergy Festival, you know, here we are, we're out of lockdown. Thank God.
Thank God.
Thank God.
Thank God. Yeah.
I still have a pile of masks. It's like, oh gosh.
Just in case. Yeah.
Why do you think community is so important for healing? Because now we can all get out, we can all go to festivals.
Yeah, 100%. Community for us is a huge buzzword. And I think it's the feeling of belonging to something bigger than yourself, and also realizing that it's not a journey on your own, it's a shared journey. And yeah, and I think as well, as I mentioned earlier, we all went through COVID together. You know, we were there, we supported each other for it. You know, we were all suffering. And yeah, and I think community as well, there's a huge, you know, I was reading an article the other day and saying how bad loneliness is at this moment in time. And I think, again, that community connection is a way to combat that. And, you know, if you feel part of a community, you're less likely to feel lonely. So it's how do we foster that community connection? And for some people, it's harder because they're shy. They don't, you know, they're a bit more, they're not used to hanging out. Whereas, yeah, to others, it's kind of a lot more natural. And it's and I guess for us, Wellnergy is a huge community that we're trying to build and integrate. And yeah, and I guess because there's so many different facets within Wellnergy, a lot of people have reached out, and yeah, we're also looking to foster that community connection.
Yes. Now, this show, the Natural Healing Show, we have 46,000 people all over the world listening. So we have a community of people who are interested in natural healing, and we want to figure out how can we be healthy naturally. And I completely agree with you. During the pandemic, as a medical intuitive healer, I was constantly recommending tall yellow top flower essence, which is a natural healing remedy for loneliness. But it's so much better to just go to Nick's festival and have a lot of fun.
Yeah, socialize, laugh, do yoga. Yeah, get inspired.
Yes. And, you know, I always talk about spiritual community, which is like-minded people, and realizing that there are lots of people all over the UK who are interested in natural healing. Now, what kind of impact do you think the festival will have on people?
Yeah, we want the festival to inspire people, to motivate people, and we want Wellnergy to be this kind of uplifting energy that when people see it, and also the feedback has been incredible. People have said, this looks amazing, wow, the brand talks to them, it resonates with them, spirituality is very important as well, and we've had some brands that have worked with Burning Man in the past, and they look at us and they feel like, wow, this is like a similar kind of level. And again, spiritual, the spiritual element. And we want to really uplift people, and we want them to enjoy themselves and to leave feeling that they've achieved growth and they've learned something different and they've made new friends. And we want to invest in that kind of, wow, this was an amazing day, and get them excited for next year as well, because that's the other thing as well. Right now we're having to advertise a festival that has never ran before, and that's also very challenging because everything is, you know, we're going to have to be creative in terms of what we want to create. Whereas once it's happened, we're going to have amazing promo videos, people will see it, and it'll put a whole different perspective on it. So it'll be a lot easier the second time around. And people would have come as well. They thought they had a great time. They can't wait for next year. Whereas right now it's everybody's new to it.
Everybody's new. So what are your future plans? Are you hoping to do this every year?
Yeah, absolutely. We want to do one potentially in the north of England as well. We've had a lot of people reach out, say, wow, this looks amazing, but London's too far. We have to calm down on the train and then accommodation, and it's going to add up. And so, yeah, the solution is, why don't we do a northern version of the event next year? Equally, could we potentially scale it to America? That's something else that we've discussed internally. Wellness is becoming a lot more important in the US as well. So could a festival like this, and also as well in the UK, we're very much looking at American festivals and benchmarking them. Could this be a nice success story where it's a UK created festival that ends up in the US? So let's wait and see.
Okay, so let's go back to talking about some of the presenters. So shared names, but our audience may not know each of these people. Could you go through some of your major presenters for our audience and share with our audience what they are experts in and what they're going to be talking about?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have Laura Hoff, she is the daughter of Wim Hof, and she's going to be doing a breathwork workshop. And again, focusing on breathing, she's very much carrying out her father's work as well.
For our audience, the Wim Hof breathing method is known all worldwide. So that's what Nick Steard is talking about, the Wim Hof breathing method.
And Wim Hof was the master of cold temperature, changing his mindset. He walked up ice Mount bath. Everest. Yeah, ice baths. Yeah, he walked up Mount Everest in his underpants. Yeah, what a brave guy. But again, all mindset, you know, and he shows that with his mind, he can do these outrageously crazy activities. And to him, it's normal. I don't know.
Okay.
We have Dr. Alex George, who is a TV doctor, best-selling author, and he's the youth mental health ambassador to the government. He's very renowned amongst healthcare professionals in the UK. He's a huge advocate for mental health support for young people. And yeah, so he's got his own podcast, which promotes the importance of walking in nature for the mental and physical well-being. He's going to be doing a Q&A as well. On top of that, we have Alice Living. Alice Living is a hugely successful personal trainer. She's going to be doing a fitness class on the wellness stage. Equally, Grace Beverly. So Grace, she set up a couple of different fitness brands. One was called Tala, another one was called Shreddy. And she's a very popular young female entrepreneur. And she's also going to be doing a Q&A as well. So those are some of the names on the wellness stage. And yeah, we're very, very excited to be able to put it on.
Okay. Now you mentioned the expert in youth mental health. What about teenagers? And again, my heart goes out. I think that the teenagers were the most adversely affected during the
I agree. Pandemic. Yeah, I agree for several reasons, because you got to look at it as well. Like 2 years in terms of their lifespan is quite significant. 2 years as you get older is a lot more diluted. Yeah. So for me, I went into lockdown, I was 33 at the time and I came out 35. So even though I lost, you know, for me, 2 years of, and they say the 30s are going to be the best decade of your life. But equally, it took me down a different path. And for me, 2 years out of 35, by the end of it, isn't as bad. Whereas if I was 60 when it happened and I'm 18 by the end of it, 2 out of 18 is a lot more significant. And also as well, people at the university who suffered, I feel for tremendously as well. I went to university and it's where I grew. I arrived a kid and I left a, not quite an adult, but on the road to becoming an adult. And because, yeah, you're away from home, you're being independent, you make great friendships, you travel, you're young, carefree. So, yeah, I actually went home 3 months or maybe 4 months when the lockdown first happened. And that was terrible. Even for me as a 33-year-old at the time, being my mom and dad again, I was like, I've not left, you know, I'm 18 again. And they're talking to me like, Nick, you know, they literally talked to me like I was a teenager. And I hated that. So I can only imagine teenagers that were still under that rule.
So what events will be geared to youth and teenagers at the Wellnergy conference?
Yeah, so I think the ones that youth and teenagers will for sure resonate a lot with Dr. Alex and his Q&A. You know, he, as I said, he's a huge advocate about mental health and channeling that correctly. So I think for here for sure his version will be really important. And then yeah, there'll be different activities in different tents as well. So we're going to have other entrepreneurs, for example, speaking about their journey. One of them is a 23-year-old, so he would have been not, you know, when COVID went away, he would have been, you know, just coming out of that cycle.
So I think, who's your 23-year-old entrepreneur who's the youth and teenagers might be interested in hearing about?
So his name is, I can't pronounce his surname, so I'm not even going to try. But yeah, it's Ted from Perfect Ted, which is a matcha kind of drink that's just launched in the UK. And his business partner is going to be speaking alongside him. Her name is Marissa.
Okay.
So I think for them to be able to hear those two young entrepreneurs and their journey will resonate really well.
Yes. You know, when we look at youth and teenagers, we think, oh, they should be the healthiest people. As a medical intuitive healer, some of the teenagers that I've worked with are the most unhealthy people, right?
Yeah.
They haven't learned how to be healthy. They haven't learned how to cultivate their chi, or they haven't learned how to take care of their body. So
100%. Yeah.
Yeah. So definitely. going to your conference where you learn about different wellness practices can be inspiring for them. So next year, any final thoughts for our audience?
Final thoughts, I guess, just from a wellness perspective in general, as a society, we're becoming a lot more conscious of wellness. I remember when the wellness festival was first discussed in January 2020, the word wellness was a bit of a taboo. Some people didn't really, it was not looked down upon, but it was like, you know, not really cool. And we've not tried to make it cool. We've just, you know, this idea predated COVID, but it's becoming a lot more accessible to people. And the idea of wellness is focusing on yourself and just seeing, I guess, from an observation point of view, the transformation that the wellness industry has gone from comparing it to pre-COVID to post-COVID. It's so much more important. A lot more people talking about it openly. We're becoming a lot more aware about it. You know, people were aware of it before, but I think just on a mass scale. And from our side, we're really proud to be putting on the Wellnergy Festival. It's going to be the first festival for many years, and we're really excited. It's going to be there to create a lot of good. And hope to see some of your audience members there. So thank you for having me, Catherine.
Thanks, Nick Steer. You've been listening to the Natural Healing Show for UK Health Radio. I'm your host, Catherine Kerrigan, medical intuitive healer, Amazon number one best-selling author. You can find out more about me and my work at catherinekerrigan.com and unlimitedenergynow.com. While you're there, definitely sign up for my newsletter so you can learn even more about how you can heal yourself naturally. Our guest today has been Nick Steer, the CEO of Wellnergy.co.uk. You can get tickets for £50 to the June 17th, 2023 Wellnergy Festival. And remember that community lifts your spirit. And when we gather together and learn about how to heal ourselves naturally, we create a worldwide shift of energy. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to the Natural Healing Show. Keep it natural. Be the Natural Healing Show.